The train wreck of the old 97, the plane crash that killed Newt Rockne, the Mississippi flood of 1927. Those are just a few of the many debacles captured in song on a Grammy-nominated box set. It's called People Take Warning, Murder Ballads and Disaster Songs, 1913 to 1938. Music critic Meredith Oakes has a review.
There's a cliche about the news business that goes like this: if it bleeds, it leads. But if you think that our collective fascination with bad news is an unfortunate byproduct of modern culture, take a listen to this song. It's one of hundreds written about the Titanic. The sinking of the great ship is now a major historic event, not to mention a major motion picture. But when it happened in 1912, it was headline fodder, and songwriters at the time took notice.
Titanic sinking in the deep blue sea. Titanic sinking in the deep blue sea. And the band playing, near, oh my God, to thee.
The very title of this collection of music, People Take Warning, sounds like an utterance of caution against the looming industrial age when these songs were written. Much like newspaper men and women, musicians knew that sensationalistic songs would sell, especially if there was a morality tale involved. Plane and train crashes fueled people's mistrust of modernity. Devastating fires and epidemics were surely God's way of ridding the world of evil. But nothing would prove as timeless as the murder ballad. There's a disc devoted entirely to shocking tales of inhumanity, like this true story about a young woman who axe murdered her husband.
That awful glow, I know I'll see. That noisy flesh in misery, with flaming eyes, he'll say to me, why did you take my life away?
This 3-CD box set of murder ballads and disaster songs is filled with misfortune and horror. But hidden amongst the chronicle of wretched events are some rare pre-war roots music gems, including what may be the very first truck driving song. I'm a huge fan of truckin' music, and I'd always thought that Truck Driver's Blues launched the genre in 1939. But this song, Wreck on the Mountain Road, by a North Carolina group called the Red Fox Chasers, predates it by 11 years.
On one of these tires, near the foot of the mountain, the truck is swerved on out. It threw Lonnie out at a Tilburg stroke, and he died there upon the ground. Now to all other men who drive this mountain, let this be a warning to you.
The notion of turning reportage into song is anachronistic in an era when information is immediate and disposable. Even songs about recent events like Hurricane Katrina were mostly prayers for the aftermath, not documents of the tragedy. But our connection to the past, represented on this box set, is right there on the evening news. Calamity still sells. Perhaps it gives us a little comfort that our lives aren't so bad after all. Or maybe it's because people just can't resist a good story.
Little children lost their parents and husbands lost their wives.
Our critic is Meredith Oakes. She reviewed the box set People Take Warning, Murder Ballads and Disaster Songs, 1913 to 1938.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.